Ever wondered why some people seem to achieve financial independence decades before others? Scott Trench's Set for Life challenges the traditional American dream of working 40 years to retire comfortably at 65. Instead, he offers a radical alternative, achieving retirement-level wealth in under 10 years, even as early as your 20s. This isn't just another get-rich-quick scheme, it's a methodical approach that has helped thousands break free from financial dependence, including several celebrities and tech entrepreneurs who cite this book as their financial awakening. With over 100,000 copies sold and featured in publications like Forbes and Business Insider, this blueprint has become a cornerstone for the modern financial independence movement. The path to early financial independence follows three distinct stages, each building upon the previous one to create exponential wealth growth. This isn't about extreme frugality or high-risk investments. It's about making strategic decisions that compound over time. Understanding these stages helps create a clear roadmap while maintaining motivation through what can be a challenging journey. First comes the foundation. Building your initial $25,000 through intelligent lifestyle design. This stage requires preserving over 50% of your income by making deliberate choices about housing, transportation, and daily expenses. By living well on less than $2,000 monthly, you extend your financial runway, the time you can maintain your lifestyle without employment, to a full year or more. This might mean choosing a smaller apartment, using public transportation, or cooking meals at home. The key is identifying which expenses truly contribute to your happiness versus those that simply drain your resources. For example, switching from a $500 car payment to a reliable used vehicle can save $4,000 to $6,000 annually while achieving the same transportation goal. The second stage accelerates your journey from $25,000 to $100,000 by further optimizing your living situation and dramatically increasing your income potential. The key breakthrough here is house hacking, purchasing a primary residence that essentially lets you live for free while others pay your mortgage. This might involve buying a duplex and renting out one unit, or purchasing a single-family home and renting out spare bedrooms. Simultaneously, you'll develop strategies to earn significantly more through career repositioning and skill development. This could mean learning high-income skills like programming or sales, negotiating a substantial raise, or starting a side business that generates passive income. The final stage transforms your $100,000 into complete financial freedom through strategic investment in income-producing assets. This stage focuses on building multiple streams of passive income through real estate, dividend-paying stocks, or online businesses. You'll learn which types of wealth truly count toward independence, develop a personalized investment philosophy, and implement systems to track your progress efficiently. The goal is to create enough passive income to cover your living expenses, typically requiring $1 to $2 million in invested assets, generating 4 to 8% annual returns. What makes this approach different is its focus on making unconventional decisions, working harder and smarter than peers, managing wealth differently, and adopting perspectives that often contradict conventional wisdom. You'll learn why saving before earning more makes sense. It builds crucial habits. Why new cars are wealth destroyers. They depreciate rapidly while incurring high insurance costs. And why contributing less to retirement accounts might actually accelerate your path to freedom by maintaining liquidity for strategic investments. Success requires challenging societal norms about consumption, career paths, and traditional retirement planning while maintaining a long-term perspective focused on building sustainable wealth. Building wealth begins not with earning more, but with preserving what you already have. For median wage earners, $50,000 a year, intelligent frugality provides the essential capital foundation for all future wealth-building activities. Why start with frugality rather than income growth? Because it creates financial flexibility that enables opportunity seeking. Someone spending only $2,000 monthly with substantial savings can consider jobs with lower piece pay but higher long-term potential, while those living paycheck to paycheck remain trapped in their current positions regardless of better opportunities elsewhere. frugality also creates more time and freedom than side hustles. Consider moving closer to work. This simple change can save thousands annually while adding hours to your week. That's far more efficient than moonlighting for minimum wage after your day job. Our tax system heavily favors savers over earners. A $5,000 reduction in expenses equals about $7,500 in pre-tax income for someone in the 33% tax bracket. A penny saved truly is 1.33 pennies earned. The psychology behind successful frugality isn't about deprivation, but motivation. Your yearning for freedom must drive financial decisions. Before making purchases, ask yourself, is this so important that I'm willing to delay my financial freedom to have it? Occasional splurges are fine, but always understand how they affect your journey. Unlike traditional budgeters who allocate specific amounts to different categories, those truly motivated by financial freedom develop an inherent discomfort with unnecessary spending. They understand what each dollar truly costs them, their future freedom. This emotional connection to your goals will guide your decisions better than any spreadsheet could. Rather than obsessing over small luxuries like coffee or happy hours, financial independence requires tackling the largest expenses first. National consumer spending data reveals that 80% of the average American's expenses fall into just five categories: housing, transportation, food, insurance, and healthcare. Housing typically consumes 33% of income, making it the single largest expense for most Americans. For those building their first $25,000, the advice is straightforward. Find an affordable apartment close to work and split costs with roommates. Consider Andrew, who saved $11,300 in a single year compared to his friend James simply by living with a roommate in a less trendy area. Transportation represents another major wealth destroyer. The average American commute costs $9,122 annually through car payments, depreciation, insurance, and maintenance. Financing a new vehicle creates a financial disaster through debt costs, about $4,000 in interest over 5 years, and depreciation, over $20,000 in 5 years for a typical $33,560 car. Those pursuing financial freedom should choose efficient used economy cars or, ideally, eliminate commuting altogether by moving closer to work. Food consumes about 12.5% of the average budget, with nearly half spent eating out. By preparing most meals at home with healthy ingredients from reasonable grocery stores, you could slash this expense to under $300 monthly per person. The key isn't eliminating all restaurant meals, but making home-prepared food the default, keeping healthy snacks accessible, and only dining out for meaningful social occasions. True frugality isn't choosing the cheaper restaurant option or buying an economy car instead of an SUV. It's biking to work, taking on no consumer debt, enjoying free pastimes, and designing your life to make overspending impossible. When you save half your income or more, you begin making real progress toward financial freedom. After implementing frugality principles, you'll face the positive challenge of strategically deploying your expanding savings. This requires following three sequential steps: building a small emergency fund, eliminating bad debts, and accumulating 1 year of financial runway. Each step builds upon the previous one to create a robust financial foundation. Start with establishing a modest $1,000 to $2,000 emergency fund, perhaps the single best investment available. This small cushion provides immediate peace of mind, prevents accumulating new bad debt, and preserves financial dignity when facing life's inevitable small problems. This fund should be kept in a separate savings account, readily accessible but not connected to your daily spending account. Even small emergencies like car repairs, medical copays, or unexpected travel can be handled without derailing your broader financial progress. Next, tackle bad debts, those toxic financial obligations that actively damage your financial position and credit score. These typically include high-interest credit cards, often 15 to 29% APR, outstanding fines, delinquent consumer debts, and predatory payday loans, which can exceed 400% APR. Two proven approaches are the debt snowball method, paying smallest debts first for psychological wins, and the debt avalanche method, targeting highest interest debts first for mathematical efficiency. While paying down debt, don't forget to negotiate with creditors, especially for old delinquent debts. They often accept 30 to 50% of the balance, since many debts are never paid. Document all agreements in writing and get confirmation of paid in full status. After eliminating bad debts, focus on building $10,000 to $25,000 in accessible wealth, not counting home equity, retirement accounts, or possessions you won't sell. This capital provides multiple strategic options, placing a down payment on property, pursuing new career opportunities without immediate income pressure, acquiring meaningful income-producing assets, or attempting to build a business full-time. For someone maintaining a frugal $2,000 month lifestyle, $25,000 provides over a year of financial runway, purchasing access to opportunity that becomes the foundation for building lasting wealth. This accessible wealth should be stored in a combination of high-yield savings accounts, money market funds, or other liquid investments that won't lose principal value. Remember that only cash or equivalents that you're willing and able to deploy toward your goals count toward this total. Investment accounts with withdrawal penalties or assets that can't be quickly converted to cash don't provide true runway. The ultimate goal is to save enough to survive a full year without wage-paying work, eliminating bad debt, and creating the freedom to pursue better opportunities without the pressure of immediate income needs. Consider tracking your runway number, the number of months you could survive on your liquid savings at your current spending rate. This becomes your key metric for financial independence, starting with a target of 12 months, but potentially growing far beyond that as your wealth increases. With $25,000 in capital and a year of financial runway, you're now positioned to transform your housing from a liability into an income-producing asset. This strategy, known as house hacking, involves purchasing a multi-unit property, living in one unit, and renting out the others to cover your mortgage and expenses. Consider Average Joe's analysis of a $300,000 duplex. By living in one unit while renting the other, he could eliminate his housing expense entirely and actually generate wealth-building $21,500 more in the first year than renting and $16,800 more than traditional homeownership. Over 30 years, this decision could create a $1.5 million wealth advantage over renting. House hacking fundamentally changes the traditional buy versus rent debate by rapidly accelerating the break-even point in favor of the buyer. A house hack that would cash flow as a rental property from day one actually provides more flexibility than renting, not less. You aren't tied to the area. You can move across town or country as soon as you find tenants without being bound by a lease. Before purchasing a house hack, consider four critical questions. Is the property affordable with conventional financing? Are you willing to live in the property? Will the property generate positive cash flow? Is there a reasonable chance of appreciation? While traditional wisdom suggests 20% down, options like FHA loans allow purchases with as little as 3.5% down, though maintaining additional cash reserves is essential for unexpected expenses. The property must satisfy your basic lifestyle requirements while also working as a standalone investment even if you moved away. Ideally, it should offer opportunities for value-adding improvements that can quickly increase equity and rental rates while also being located in a transitioning area likely to benefit from new development projects. This strategy simultaneously reduces housing costs, boosts savings rate, and offers appreciation potential in desirable markets. For those not yet financially independent, few decisions will expedite the process more effectively. While frugality is crucial, a house hacker living for free will eventually need to focus on increasing income to progress further. This requires transitioning out of your current job into working conditions with potential for substantial income growth. Traditional salary positions offer predictable but severely limited income growth. Even in best-case scenarios like finance careers, advancement from $48,000 to $250,000+ requires 20 years of climbing the corporate ladder. Corporations dictate this path, where years of experience matter more than performance. Ambitious employees often get punished with more work without proportional compensation increases. To dramatically increase your income, you must break away from traditional salary structures and embrace performance-based compensation, even if it means lower initial earnings. With your $25,000 cushion, you can pursue higher earning opportunities without fear of financial ruin. There are three fundamental changes median wage earners must make to dramatically increase their income: develop highly sought-after skills, take control of their future income, and find synergies between work, lifestyle, and investments. Developing marketable skills is one of the fastest ways to scale income. Many careers can take you to $50,000+ without a four-year degree, including trades, electrician, plumber, software development, and real estate. These skills often allow for side work and can be acquired without quitting your current job. The difference between struggling and succeeding in scaling your income comes down to synergy, doing multiple things that work together to produce greater results than either activity alone. Too many people pursue random side hustles that have no connection to their existing skills or career. Instead, choose paths that leverage your current professional skill set and core competencies. The advice to follow your passion only works if your passion happens to be in a high-demand, well-paying field. For passions like political science, art history, or literature, the competition is fierce and demand limited. The good news? Achieving early financial freedom means you'll have most of your life to pursue your passions without worrying about a paycheck. Unlike salaried positions where simply showing up and following instructions earns a paycheck, performance-based careers require delivering measurable results. You're leaving the pass-fail world of salaried work and entering one where performance and pay exist on an infinite continuum. Five fundamental tactics can help you earn more money. First, surround yourself with high achievers. Traditional corporate environments with entrenched hierarchies kill ambition and destroy hustle. Instead, seek environments filled with people performing at levels far above industry peers. Second, commit to continuous self-education. Read one business book weekly from authors who share lifetimes of accumulated knowledge. Brian Tracy claims that 1 hour of daily study will make you a national authority within 5 years and among the world's best in 7 years. Reading approximately 50 books annually can elevate you to the top 1% income bracket. Third, focus on continual improvement. In today's economy, simply showing up and working hard is insufficient. Nearly every routine task will eventually be automated, making continuous skill development essential. The key is to improve at a pace far exceeding the rest of the workforce, continuously widening the gap between yourself and average performers. Fourth, make trivial decisions instantly. Trivial decisions consume disproportionate amounts of time, yet have minimal impact on outcomes. When faced with seemingly equal options, simply choose one and proceed. This frees up significant time for truly productive work. Finally, position yourself to get lucky. While you can't predict luck, you can improve your chances by having clear goals that help you identify valuable opportunities. Positioning yourself where luck happens, networking events, industry gatherings, and openly sharing your goals with everyone you meet, creating unexpected connections and opportunities. The harder and smarter you work, the luckier you'll get. These powerful steps dramatically accelerate wealth accumulation and put you on the fast track to financial independence. Financial freedom is attained when the equation assets x return, lifestyle is satisfied. This mathematical expression involves three parameters that can each be optimized: purchasing income-producing assets, seeking higher investment returns, and reducing lifestyle expenditures. The most critical component, assets, must be carefully distinguished between real assets that produce income or appreciate in value versus false assets that actually detract from financial freedom. Real assets include rental properties, stocks, bonds, and income-generating businesses. False assets include financed cars that depreciate rapidly, primary residences that create negative cash flow, and financed advanced degrees that delay wealth accumulation through debt and opportunity cost. Investment returns matter only when you have significant assets to invest. For those with less than $100,000 net worth, chasing high percentage returns on small portfolios is inefficient compared to earning additional income. A 10% return on $1,000 yields just $100, which can be earned more quickly through side work. However, once your portfolio reaches substantial scale, $100,000 plus, the same percentage return becomes meaningful, $10,000 plus. Your lifestyle cost is the most significant determinant of when you'll achieve financial freedom. At a 5% safe withdrawal rate, each additional $100 in monthly expenses requires $24,000 more in assets. This represents an entire year of savings from the initial wealth-building journey. Carefully examine every expense and eliminate unnecessary spending, as your consumption habits likely represent the greatest barrier between you and financial freedom. To achieve early financial freedom, transform your financial position from one dominated by false assets to one built on real wealth that generates income and appreciates perpetually. While there are many paths to solving the financial freedom equation, only assets that produce income or appreciate faster than inflation truly count toward early financial independence. Success requires focus and regular inspection of progress. To achieve financial freedom, you must track both your time and money usage, not aiming for perfection, but continuous improvement toward meaningful daily progress on your biggest goals. The most important financial metric is usable net worth. While traditional net worth calculations can be misleading, real net worth only includes immediately usable assets while counting all liabilities. For example, someone with $60,000 in home equity and $200,000 in retirement accounts might seem financially strong, yet have a negative real net worth when counting mortgage, car loan, student loans, and credit card debt. Spending is the metric over which salaried employees have the most control, making it crucial to track meticulously. Every transaction must be recorded, not estimated, to make fully informed decisions. Modern tools like Mint.com and Personal Capital automatically track and categorize expenses, requiring only manual entry of cash expenses. The purpose isn't to micromanage daily decisions, but to identify significant trends and opportunities for meaningful change. Tracking income becomes relevant once you move beyond a simple salary into performance-based pay, side hustles, or investments. Focus particularly on passive income streams directly relevant to financial freedom. By categorizing income sources, you can distinguish between passive income that contributes directly to financial freedom versus appreciation that's outside your control. Most people have no idea how they spend their time or if their actions align with their goals. Break your day into 6 time blocks and briefly document what you accomplished in each. Be brutally honest. Many entries might reveal wasted time. The goal isn't perfection, but ensuring most time blocks include at least one action moving you toward your goals. Focus your analytical efforts on decisions that significantly impact your finances. If something affects less than 1-2% of your monthly expenditures, make a reasonable decision quickly and move on to bigger issues. Many people spend more time planning vacations, less than 5% of income, than planning housing, transportation, and food choices that comprise the majority of their budget. Become an expert in the categories that matter most. Despite understanding the straightforward path to wealth, save, earn, and aggressively invest the difference, progress is often derailed by small mistakes and bad habits that compound over time. These habits don't need to be eliminated entirely, but they cannot remain primary components of daily life for those seeking early financial success. Netflix and television programming offer nothing toward achieving your goals. They're distractions and opportunity costs. The average person wastes 2.8 hours daily on TV. Imagine redirecting even half that time toward your goals. Professional and college sports are similar distractions. While watching occasional big games is understandable, being a rabid sports fan who follows every game comes with a massive opportunity cost. Beyond the financial burden, luxury living becomes a habit that's expensive and time-consuming to maintain. It triggers a cascade of other expenses, luxury furniture, decorations, and all the trappings that match this lifestyle. Sacrificing your luxury residence for something modest closer to work might be the single most powerful move toward achieving your dreams. Social media platforms are designed to distract you and keep your attention as long as possible. That's how they make money. Use social media efficiently and purposefully, checking in only occasionally with those you truly care about. The snooze button keeps your competition in bed. When your alarm goes off, you won't get any more productive rest by hitting snooze. You're actually making yourself worse off than if you just got up immediately. These habitual activities do little for day-to-day happiness and actively prevent you from leading a more meaningful life. By eliminating these bad habits, you'll free up hours each day to pursue your goals. Replace these time wasters with activities you truly love and that move you toward your objectives: working out, learning to cook healthy meals, spending time with close friends and family, working on your goals, developing quality connections, volunteering, and finding mentors. You're not sacrificing anything by giving up these habits. You're giving yourself a better life.